What's going on, everybody? Some of you may know that I do a weekly Picture Lock movie review segment on Arlington in the Morning, WERA's Drive Time Morning Show. So the good guys over there have been generous enough to provide me with my segment so that I can let you podcast listeners hear my reviews in time for the weekend. So this past Friday, I know it's a little bit late, but I'm getting it up. That's my fault. This past Friday, I gave a review of Transformers: The Last Night. I absolutely hated it, as you'll hear.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies.
And of course, if you are hearing that theme, then it means that it's time for the Picture Lock Weekend Movie Guide. Welcome to the show, Kevin Sampson.
What's going on, Yuli Jen? How are you?
Great. How about you? How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm a little upset because last night I went to see Transformers the last night. And so you know what? With my anger, I am going to save you and the listeners from making that same dreaded mistake that I did.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to hop right in here. Listen, I haven't given an F out this year yet until now. You know, for Father's Day, my wife and kids, oh, I love them to death. They know me. They know I love film. They know I love movies. And so they got me an AMC gift card. So you know what? I said, listen, I'm sure that Transformers The Last Night won't be the greatest film of the year. But, you know, I'm actually a fan of Michael Bay. I think that as a director, he definitely has, you know, a style in which you're going to look at his film and you'll be like, yeah, that's a Michael Bay film. So I enjoyed the cinematography, the angles. But this movie, listen, when I go to the movie theater, most of the time I go so that I can forget about my problems. But when my problems are more entertaining than the movie that I'm watching, that's an issue. It's that bad. Listen, it's 2 hours and 28 minutes. If they cut off an hour of it, it still would feel bloated. It's just long, and on top of that, it's not necessarily the length, because we've seen two and a half hour films that actually keep you engaged. You're never looking at your watch. But with this, it's kind of like, okay, we know that there's going to be, the Earth is in peril, our heroes are going to have to some kind of way save the day. And it's the journey getting there. But in the journey getting there, it's just wasted space. It's jokes that don't really fly. It's the same kind of bots that come, like there's new bots that are introduced that you really don't care about. But most of them are based off of racial stereotypes. So, you know, oh, this must be a black bot. Oh, this is an Asian bot. It's just, I felt insulted in terms of my intelligence. And so you can hear the passion coming out of me on this film. It is garbage. Do not go. Tell your friends not to go. Do not waste your money. And I'm telling you, like, if once it comes on Netflix, like, I would even think twice about wasting 2.5 hours of your life to watch it on Netflix or Hulu or on demand, anything.
Wow.
It's just that bad.
And it sounds disgusting. Like, the whole racial thing sounds just ridiculously disgusting.
They've been doing that for a long time,
yes,
though, in these
Transformers
movies.
They don't have to do that. And if you're going to spend 2.5 hours, go see Wonder Woman.
Exactly. That's exactly what I would do. I mean, it's no Jar Jar Binks, but, you know, the thing about it is you can tell, like, automatically when this character comes on, like, what ethnicity it's supposed to be. And it's old. And even for some of the characters, like, they don't get that many lines. And it's trite stereotypes. If you've seen the trailer, there's a little girl, I think her name is Izzy in the film. And she actually almost had some type of a character development, but it stopped short in the fact that they kind of start telling you an A story, then a B story, then a C story, and a D story, and then it comes back. And yeah, guys, I'm just telling you, save your money.
Well, and they just didn't hire the right actors and actresses either, you know? I mean, because really...
They should have had us in it.
I know. Yuli and Jen, you know, can you imagine there would have been A++ then?
I would hope.
I don't think that would even say that.
Okay,
Anthony,
so you're not winning any brownie points, mister.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure that you guys would do a phenomenal job, but you wouldn't have anything to work with based on the script.
Yeah,
just,
I hear you.
It's all the part of the script level. If Anthony Hopkins is in your film, you would think that, you know, it would bring some kind of gravitas to it.
Absolutely.
No, Anthony Hopkins spends so much time giving exposition, telling us about the world, telling us about the history. But honestly, like, no, you don't care. Like, just get to it. Horrible.
You know, this film has sort of, it's been universally panned. The one thing that I'm going to leave you with, Kev, look up the Village Voice review of this movie. It is you're going to thank me for this later. It is the funniest thing you have ever seen. And you're wondering, what in the heck is he talking about? Just go look up the Village Voice review of Transformers Last Night, and I guarantee you, you're going to be on the floor laughing behind this.
All right, well, I'm gonna go check that out. Listeners,
he's trying to dig himself out of that hole that he just...
We're going to cut him some slack.
It's no hole. I'm just trying to tell you, like, you, even as an actress, you would look at that script and you'd be like, no thanks, I'm a pass. All right, so guys, I'm going to go check out the website, Yuli. For the listeners, go to PictureLockShow.com for movie reviews, news, and interviews, and also for screenings in the DMV. Plus, like us on Facebook and Snapchat. I am loving Snapchat. Everything is at PictureLockShow. I just saved you money, guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and I will pass that along to my extra that might have wanted to go see that. I'll let him know that.
There you go. And of course, we're going to be tuning in to Picture Lock at 3 p.m. today, right here on WERA 96.7 FM.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you again
and
next week.
And best wishes for the next movie to you.
Oh, hey, before you get out of here, dude, it's like, so I'm guessing that Ella doesn't even hear the Saturday Night at the Movie theme anymore.
Yeah, they still have it memorized. They can sing it, but yeah, they're already.
I'd love to hear that.
I got you. Well,
I might have to record it or something.
Yes, definitely.
There you go. Anyway, best to the wife and kids, my friend. Take care.
Will do. All right, you too.
All right, so that's Kevin Sampson with the Picture Lock movie. Hey, you've heard it here first. Don't bother to go see Transformers Last Night.
And that was my review of Transformers, the last time they take my money. Of course, that's Transformers The Last Night. Tune in to Arlington in the Morning Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. on WERA 96.7 FM for local news, weather, traffic, interviews with terrific guests, and the widest selection of music in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And of course, hear me live in the last half hour of the show on Fridays to get your Picture Lock weekend movie review. Be sure to tune in to Picture Lock Fridays at 3 p.m. and you can hear a replay Mondays at 1 p.m. on WERA 96.7 FM. It's live streamed at WERA.FM. Follow me on social media. Everything is at Picture Lock Show. Let me know what you thought of Transformers The Last Night. Please, I'd love to hear it. I know universally this has been a despised film, but you know, I'd love to hear from somebody that actually liked it. Tell me, what did you like about it? I know most people that actually liked it just said that it's not the worst film that they've seen thus far this year. So I'm all ears at Picture Lock Show, whether that's Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it, at Picture Lock Show. All right, guys, I'm Kevin Sampson, and until next time, I hope you stay locked on film.